Start your week smiling with your friends, Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. It's time to get ready for some weekly motivation with WP Motivate. Happy International Women's Day week, Kathy.
That's a mouthful. Yes. Let's celebrate all the double X chromosomes.
That's right. Didn't exactly roll off my tongue, but the sentiment is there. Celebrating women.
Yeah.
We're celebrating women this week. This month is Women's History Month. And I heard somebody the other day say, we don't have Men's Day. Like 365 days a year is Men's Day. Cut the crap. it's time to celebrate some other people in the world. It's Women's History Month. International Women's Day was, I think, yesterday or the day before. I kind of lost track. I've been doing a lot with social through it for Postatus and the different companies that I work with, Stellar, et cetera, and myself promoting women. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun if you and I talked about not only what it is to be a woman in technology, but let's praise some of our fellow sisters in, I don't know what the right words are. Our sisters in tech.
Yes.
And the people who have made a difference. And I always feel bad when I start tagging people because there's always so many more I could tag. So if we don't mention your name today, please know that we still love you. We would be here for 3 hours if we started to name every single person who we admire and who's made a difference in our lives. But yeah, so one of the things you and I were talking about before we get started is we never see ourselves as fully as other people see us.
And
you made that statement.
I think a lot of times we're so hard on ourselves, you know. I mean, I've got just a little bit of neurotic perfectionism in there where I want things, you know, if I'm going to do something, I want it to be the best, which is why I have such high standards and try to keep my teenager from texting me in the middle of podcasts next to impossible.
This I get.
But we have standards, right? And we hold ourselves to really high standards. But it's really helpful to have somebody to hold up the mirror and saying, you know, I see this. I see that you're there. You're doing just fine. And I had somebody do that for me this week. So it was kind of nice. And I know other people have been doing, because you've been so vocal on social with International Women's Day and celebration of women this month, I've seen a lot of people holding up a mirror for you too and saying, I see something really beautiful. Look at all you've done for me, right? It's been really cool to see.
I will say there have been a lot of happy tears in what people not only are saying on Twitter, but also just messaging me personally to say how I've made a difference. And my purpose of shouting out other women was not so that would happen, but certainly it was a lovely byproduct to help me remind me who I am and what I do, which is pretty awesome to have that feeling and have people reflect that back for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And when you're in the middle of like living your life, because I bet you don't, from my perspective, everything that you went through at WordCamp Asia, the Selfies with Michelle challenge and everything you did there, from my perspective sitting at home, it was like WordCamp Asia / Michelle. You were everywhere. And it was really, first of all, a brilliant marketing strategy, but you raised money. You had people who came up to you saying, I would like to match that money. You got all these donations for Big Orange Heart. You did some amazing work just by being you. You didn't even really have to do that much. You just had to be Michelle. And there's your value.
So I have always been somebody, and I'm not breaking my arm, patting myself on the back, but I've always been somebody who values people around the world, right? So when I started WP Coffee Talk, it was anybody who's working in WordPress, be on my show. And I reached out and invited Nitty Jane to be on my show because she was somebody who had won I can't remember the name of the award for attending WordCamp US, women attending WordCamp US. And I just can't remember the name of the woman whose award's named after. I'm sorry.
It's Kim, right?
Kim. Kim Purcell.
Begins with a P. Yes.
Yes.
Kim from Purcell. Ohio.
Yes. And Kim I know P people's names. I'm sorry that I forgot her name because it's just one of those things. It's a fibromyalgia thing, by the way, where I can't remember things that I want to. Anyway, so she had just recently won the Kim Purcell Award, and this was like, she couldn't actually go to WordCamp US 2020 because guess what? There wasn't one, right? So like it got delayed, whatever. But I reached out to her, and as a result of people seeing an Indian woman on my podcast, other people in Asia started like filling out the form to be on the podcast. And I was like, great, let's do it, right? So I've had a lot of people from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, I think Russia, Romania. Like I've had like, I don't know, 27 different countries people have been on my podcast. And I didn't think that was anything special because I'm just like, whatever. And until on the 1 year anniversary of my podcast, I had somebody that was having a Zoom party, somebody joined and said, I really want you to come to WordCamp India, Michelle. And I said, oh, that would be so expensive. I could never do that. They're like, well, how is it expensive? I said, because like the flight alone is going to be at least a grand, if not more. I said, and then there's room and board. And they said, you wouldn't have to pay for room and board. I said, where am I supposed to stay? And he said, people would be competing to have you stay in their homes. It would be such an honor because of what you've done for the Indian WordPress community. And I was like,
oh my god!
I didn't do anything, right? So to me, that was a lesson, not in like, hey, I'm so awesome, but in like, why aren't other people doing this? Why aren't other people including everybody in WordPress, not just the Americas, and let's be real, North America and right. Western Europe, if we're being honest, right? Because those are the demographics people target all the time, but that's not where WordPress is. WordPress is everywhere, right? So,
right.
So those kinds of things. And so if we endeavor to be inclusive of others, we end up being part of that community as well. So all that to say that I showed up at WordCamp Asia. Nobody knew. Very few people until it really started going around knew about the selfie challenge. But I had people running up to me in the street on the way there to take a selfie with me because they follow me on Twitter. And I was like, I was joking that I was going to start hashtag WP Beyonce. But that's a joke because I am not Beyonce. But I was having a lot of fun with it is my point. And I was just tickled that so many people wanted to meet me. And the fact that, can I be really 100% honest with you? So the selfie challenge, yes, the first and foremost thing was raising money for Big Orange Heart. The secondary thing was I get all these selfies and I didn't have to take any of them. I just go to Twitter and download them. And I've got an album, which is so fun. Everything I got tagged in. But it was a lot of fun. And it was really about just being present and talking to people and, you know, hugging people, shaking hands, waving, like whatever people are comfortable with, that whole thing. But it was just definitely a mountaintop experience for me. 100%.
That is so cool. Well, I loved watching it. So it was cool. Cause it's like, yeah, you know, there's no way I was going to be able to go. First of all, I was like, oh my God, did Michelle land yet? No, she hasn't landed. Oh my gosh. This is the longest flight ever. Like just watching your entire experience there. So such a long time to get there, but then just being able to kind of live vicariously mm-hmm. through you and everybody else that was there. But it was like the Michelle show, but it was like that at US too. I felt like, on the socials, I was seeing a lot of you there. So it was, it's kind
of
cool.
A lot of fun with it. Yeah, it is kind of cool. And yet as out there as I put myself sometimes, I was saying to you before, and I was actually talking to Jeff a little bit earlier, people don't know how much you and I do behind the scenes still, right? Like people are constantly telling me you do too much. Like, well, define too much, because too much, what I do might be too much for you, but it's what mm-hmm. I enjoy doing and it's what I have the capacity for, et cetera. But you know, he's saying people don't know all the stuff that you do behind the scenes. And you were telling me that you got asked to do a special project where it's not a public project, but you got... Yeah. Thanks. So I don't know if you could talk about that a little bit, but I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it was just, you know, I have a certain reputation as a security person, and somebody reached out and said, hey, can you, we've got this important project and here's the ramifications and here's why it's so important. And we would just really need it to be incredibly secure. And I was like, I don't know much. It's been a while, you know, because I'm really focused on Cadence right now and not doing mm-hmm. as much in the security space, though. You know, the brain is still there. So watch a lot of the stuff. And so I did a security audit, you know, I mean, I developed the whole process of doing security audits previously. And so I just had to kind of like blow the dust off of the old notes, the digital dust, and went through the process. And I'm like, oh, and well, here's a problem. And oh, here, well, it was so easy for me. It was just like, I've done it, I guess maybe because I've done it so many times, but I was of service. I felt like the things that I did really helped this project become more secure and become, it's just going to help the project as a whole to be able to have the recommendations that I made implemented. And the person wrote me back, and I haven't even had a chance to respond. I will this weekend. But I actually just, like, I was in the car, I read a little bit of it, and I gave it to my daughter and had her read it. And she's like, before she even read it to me, she read it herself. And she's like, you know, Mom, you really are good at what you do. And I'm like, thank you. What's it say? She read it to me, and it was just like, I was so blessed by that email. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, thank you. This is going to help us so much. And we would like to do these other things. Like, it was just a really, I felt honored and seen. And yeah, it was good. And I kind of needed it because, because just lots going on. And I don't, you know, the cool thing when I was reporting to, when I first started at Stellar, I was reporting, Cadence was still kind of under iThemes. And so Matt Danner was my boss, the general manager for iThemes for like a decade or something. And he knew, you know, my life was kind of crazy, and I was feeling bad that, you know, I couldn't focus 100%. I had my husband who really needed me. And he's like, you know, Kathy, your 50% is everybody else's 100%. So just do what you're doing. You're doing amazing work. And everybody was like so happy with my 50%, you know, it was great. And I felt so honored, protected, and just in such a great space. And I don't know, Matt Danner really blessed me during a very hard time in my life and gave me that respite I needed to. And work ended. He actually made it so that my work became a place where I could feel okay. And I don't want to identify myself. Like, I don't think it's real healthy for us to always identify ourselves with the work that we do. But for me personally, my work is where I give. It's not like, this is like, how do I help people use WordPress better? How do I help people feel more comfortable about security? How do I help people see things that they might not see otherwise? How do I be of service? And, you know, I mean, I'm having to be of service with the husband in some harder ways where it's like, okay, if that whole thing about jewels in the crown is true, I'm popping them in. You know, I just like tell myself, hold my nose and tell myself, but
you're going to need a neck brace to hold up that crown. It's going to be so heavy.
Exactly. But yeah, I want to be able to give back and to empower people and help them feel like, you know, like they got this, and I get to do that through my work. And Matt Danner, and then again, this email, like I needed it I need it reflected back to me. I need people to tell me like what you did helped me. That's all I need.
Absolutely. Just like,
I wish I could take that to the bank and, you know, pay a mortgage with it. But you know what? My heart
my heart is full, even if my bank account isn't.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Absolutely. Well, I, for one, absolutely appreciate everything that you do in the community. I don't think I've ever told you. I mean, I know that, you know, our paths crossed and there's pictures of us in the same picture before we actually really knew each other, which is so funny to me. But you were like my first woman WordPress celebrity that I got to meet. So, like, I know if you're only listening and not watching this, the face she just made could curdle milk. It was like, what? But you were.
I'm the WordPress Kardashian.
That's right.
I have to like drive in my Uber black and I can't go to word camps without.
You need to plump your lips up a little bit if you're going to claim to be Kardashian. Yeah,
seriously.
but there are people who are, you know, celebrity status in any community, right? Like, I walk into the local grocery store and nobody's like, oh, you're in WordPress. Like, I know your name, right? Like, I mean, that it carries no cachet locally. But there are people who are celebrity status within any community, and some of them are just assholes. Like, they get to be there because of whatever, whoever they knew or whoever's butt they kissed or whatever. I don't know. Those people are not fun to spend time with. Like, and people just kowtow to them all the time. And then there are true wonderful human beings who want others to succeed and be, and honestly, they're not all women, right? So we like to think women are nurturers, but the truth is that there are a lot of women who are not as kind either. But you are somebody who I've always seen as kind and wanting the best for everybody else in their lives. And just, so yes, you're the epitome of celebrity for me in WordPress.
Wow. I don't feel like I am, but I am so honored that you would say that. I just, honestly, I just, there's an opportunity to share. Honestly, I've been using WordPress way before I ever went to a WordCamp, right? Like mm-hmm. I used to tear it apart. Back in the early days, I would tear it apart and put it back together the way I wanted to, because I was a dev and I was doing a lot of dev work, and I had my own content management system that I had built for myself and was never in a place where I was like, oh, let me go right. sell this or let me open source this. It was like, yeah, somebody's gonna look at my code, it works. That's about it. But WordPress was like super interesting to me, and then I like migrated all my clients onto it, and I kind of felt like just this, I see an opportunity here to give back, you know, mm-hmm, other exactly. because it was like, not everybody grew up like being able to like really teach themselves everything that goes into publishing, JavaScript, mm-hmm. CSS, sure. database, SQL Server, FTP, security, like all of these things. But I've been given a gift to have come into it super early and to learn like, okay, here's CSS. It's a new thing. All right, I guess I better learn it. And it just like was like that. So mm-hmm. what a gift I've had. How do I give that back? And so WordCamps yeah. have always been about giving that back and empowering others yep. to be able to have the same privileges that I did. You know, it's 100%. That's all it's been. So if
I feel
it means
exactly
that
the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it means that we're celebrities for doing that, for giving back, hey, I think.
Then I'm ready for my close up, Mr. DeVille, right? Ready for my selfie at the next WordCamp. I will.
You've got your tiara. I've got my crown. I'll just like show up at a WordCamp, ready to roll.
That would be so funny. I'll bring us tiaras for WordCamp Phoenix. but one of the things, so I had actually tossed this idea at you for a show, and then I actually used it yesterday. It got published today on Underrepresented in Tech. Is the idea of luck versus hard work, right? So what you just said also pays back dividends, right? So like people say to me all the time, oh, you're so lucky to have 13,000 followers on Twitter. Oh, you're so lucky you got to go to Bangkok. Or, oh, you're so lucky this, that, or the other. Whatever the luck is that they say. I'm like, honey, it wasn't luck. I have worked my ass off to be where I am.
Yeah.
And part of that wasn't even, I mean, it wasn't on purpose, right? So like, did I work to be here because I wanted to achieve a certain level of anything? No, I worked to help the community, help others, because I have the ability and I have the resources, and I had less ability and less resources, and I used them, which gave me more ability and more resources, and I used them. And so I just, you know, I couldn't continue to build that. And the more you give back to other people, at least for me, the more I have received. And it was not the intention, but it was the blessing. And so when people tell me, you know, how did you get to do what you do? I'm like, by giving away so much of myself, yeah. but without intention of climbing a ladder. It literally was, oh, by the way, you're going to be blessed because you do these things.
Honestly, those blessings are almost a symptom of what you've given. You know, they're just mm-hmm. like a side effect of it. Yeah. It's like you give, and it's like I don't even look at Twitter. Have you seen Twitter lately? It's kind of a mess right now. I don't even really look at the followers.
Yeah.
Don't really like whatever people follow me, whatever. It's just like, I'm here to just do the work. Whatever happens with followers or a speaking gig or whatever comes of that is a symptom. And it's almost just, I'm not chasing that. I'm chasing who's the next person I can lift up. Like, I'm really interested right now. My motivation is people who are starting like their side gigs becoming their primary gig. Like mm-hmm. there's a few people in the Cadence community that I know that are like doing some interesting, neat stuff. And they're yeah. not the movers and shakers. They have less mm-hmm. followers than me, but you know what? Here's my spotlight. Maestro
shine
Stevens.
It on somebody else. Oh, I love Maestro. Yeah.
Maestro. Mm-hmm. Let's just shine it on him for a while, because the man's got it going on. He's got personality, he's got vision, and he's got mm-hmm. humility. I want to see yes. that person succeed.
And a great sense of humor, by the way.
And a great sense. He's just so great.
Yes.
He's so great. He's going to be on This Week in WordPress with me. I went and logged in for the show notes, and I'm like, Maestro's on. How cool is that? It's like the Cadence community takes
I
over.
I might
This
have
Week in
invited
WordPress.
him.
I love it. Thank
I
you.
invite people all the time because I don't want to see this. I mean, we're on there as co-hosts, right? But I don't want to see the same four guests over and over. And I want to see lots of people. I want to see different ideas and different inputs. And, you know, it's just wonderful. Well,
I have some people for you. I'll send you some. There's some really interesting up and comers in the WordPress space that I think have in the Cadence Amplify event we're doing next week, which I need to talk to you about after this. There's a lot of people on there who names you might recognize, but maybe you never saw them speak, or people you don't even know, or people that, you know, are complete experts and you've heard their name and you know what they're about and they're going to bring you new stuff. But I just love the opportunities that you and I have to like run into these like maybe fresher voices and bring them and put ours, you know, just like step aside and see what we found. See this great person.
Right.
We want them to be successful. And that's such a gift too. It's like, I'm not here for my ego. Have you met me? I don't really know that I have an ego, and if I do, I'll just make jokes about it.
You know that phrase, I put my pants on one leg at a time? Well, if you know me, I almost never wear pants. I wear skirts all the time, and I put them on over my head, so I don't do anything like anybody else does.
I love it.
But yes, we
too
are just,
funny.
I've said this before. I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but if you idolize somebody, if you know, like for some people it's Beyonce or it's whomever, right? If you remember that at some point in time everybody has ate something that disagreed with them, which meant that they spent time in the restroom.
Yes.
At the worst point of our existence is that need to run to the restroom. Like every single human has had that experience. We're all the same.
Yeah.
We're all the same. We all get dysentery. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, completely. We're all just human. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband's business, I got to run into a lot of famous people. You know, he just kind of ran in some interesting circles. And they're all just very human. And the ones that are real, they want you to just treat them like human. It's so funny that people get like so starstruck. This guy that I knew in Shasta, he used to like clean houses for celebrities when he lived in Southern California. And he was kind of older, like older gentleman who was retired up in Shasta, but he was so funny and had so many funny stories. And so we'd walk our dogs around our loop and he's like, oh, and Bancroft was such a bitch. Just, I have all of these stories, but he was just like,
I love it.
Like apparently Anne would show up with white gloves at a party and she would just like run her finger, her white glove on things. And so like she would clean a house and it's like, Anne Bancroft's going to be here. So make sure it's good. Right.
Oh my gosh. That's hysterical. Stories, but
he would know all these like really famous people. And he's like, you just treat them like a human and they respect you so much more. Just like, they're just like you and me. So funny stories. Exactly. I love celebrity stories. They're hilarious.
Me too. Me too. And no WordPress celebrity is as big as any of those like Hollywood type celebrities. So if you consider yourself one, get off your high horse.
Yeah, exactly. We're in a fishbowl, not a pond.
We're all a bunch of nerds.
Exactly.
Do you even code, bro? Right? Like anyway. Well, for one, want to continue to lift up all the other women and non-binary folks in the community. Yeah. So, absolutely, we celebrate you and we want to see you succeed. And I speak for myself, and I think I speak for Kathy too. If there's anything we can do to help give you a boost here and there, just reach out. If it's within our ability and if it's within our bandwidth at the particular time, then we're both the kind of people who will at least give you some advice, if not more.
Yeah. If we can't help, we'll put you in touch with someone who can.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. Well, I don't know what next week's going to bring, but we're back. It's been a few weeks. Last week I was sick. The 2 weeks before that I was traveling. And so it's really nice to be back in the motivational mindset with Kathy. So thanks for being here with me almost every week. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
This has been WP Motivate with Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. To learn more or to sponsor us, go to WPMotivate.com.